Harnack was tall, blonde, and blue-eyed. As president of the American Women's Club in Berlin, she masqueraded as the perfect Nazi wife. Meanwhile, she and Arvid were funneling military information to Allied contacts abroad. Even as the pressure steadily mounted, survivors would later recount, they persisted. Relentless Nazi brutality invigorates their conviction that they must fight back steadily, diligently, without hesitation, the author writes. Harnack was careful to betray nothing in her letters home, so Miss Donner has pieced the story together from a vast array of sources. Her book is a tour de force in investigation. She searched 24 archives in America, Europe, and Russia, trawling through intelligence reports and official documents, plus scores of published and unpublished memoirs, diaries, and letters. Her most precious source, however, is the memory of Donald Heath Jr., who was the 11-year-old son of an American diplomat when he began acting as Harnack's secret courier. His story fleshes out the lady with the low, kind voice, whom he visited twice a week in 1939 on Voyage Trasche, where she slipped notes for his father into his blue backpack. The couple's commitment to defying the dictator who was wrecking the country they called home shines through. Arvid was a nephew of a scholar who had helped draft the Weimar Constitution, part of an intellectual clan that became a who's who of resistance to Hitler. His cousins, the Bonhoeffers, Del Brooks, and Ernst von Harnack, participated in the most famous attempt on Hitler's life, the failed military Valkyrie plot of 1944. Harnack joined their fight as women's rights, too, were shredded by the Nazis. She lost her university teaching job, purged like tens of thousands of women, Jews, and others. The story unfolds in fragments, the early pages, as Miss Donner lays out Hitler's overthrow of German democracy, can read like potted history. But as the pieces cohere, the couple's story becomes gripping. They are betrayed eventually by a Soviet blunder. As the Gestapo moves in, arresting resistors from various cells, the reader hears firsthand accounts of their interrogation and torture. The abiding impression is of virtuous, extraordinarily brave people, caught up in tragic horror.